Gemara Simchat Torah, everyone. Today we are going to be learning in Chelek Yud Daled of Lakut HaSichas. We are going to be learning the Sicha for Hazinu Shabbos Shuvah. The Rebbe begins the Sicha with three questions, and before I tell you what those three questions are, I want to give a little hakdam, a little preface. And that is that if anyone wants to really study the Rebbe's Torah and understand the Rebbe's Torah well, so a large space of that study would have to be dedicated to the Rebbe's questions, because if you're familiar with the Rebbe's Sichas, you learn the Rebbe's Sichas, you know, the Rebbe asks questions that are different than the questions that everyone else asks. And sometimes you could learn a Sicha and you could learn the questions, and you might be scratching your head at some of the questions. Is that really a question? Is that really such a profound question? It doesn't bother me so much. And whenever you learn a sicha and you encounter a question and you're not really getting the question, chances are the reason why you're not getting the question is because every question has a premise. That's just a general rule. Whenever you ask why, it's because you have a certain assumption that it shouldn't be that way. So every question is based on a certain premise. And once you have a premise, then you can have a question. If you have no premises, there can never be any questions. Then whatever you learn is fine. It's only if you have certain premises and then you learn something and that seems to run contrary to that which you assume to be correct and true, then you have a question. Now the Rebbe has a very unique set of premises, and therefore whenever the Rebbe encounters something in the Torah which goes against one of those premises, or at least seems to, the Rebbe will stop and ask a question and say, how does this make sense? And therefore, in a way, sometimes when you learn the Rebbe's Torah, the questions are arguably more revealing than the answers, because the questions tell you what the Rebbe's premises are. When the Rebbe is studying a piece of Torah, what are the things the Rebbe takes for granted when he is studying? And we'll see that the three questions of this Sicha, each one of them is based on a premise which you'd say most of the world, I'm talking about the Torah world, those are premises that most of the world doesn't hold, but by the Rebbe, these are sacred premises, and therefore the Rebbe has these questions. What is the first question? This week's parsha begins with the pasuk Ha'azinu Hashamayim Va'adabera V'Sishma Ha'aretz Imrefi. This is Moshe Rabbeinu, and he says, Ha'azinu Hashamayim, listen up heavens, Va'adabera, and I will speak, V'Sishma Ha'aretz, and then he addresses the earth. He says, V'Sishma Ha'aretz, let the earth hear that which I'm going to speak. So the Medrash points out that the Sifri points out that Moshe over here uses two different words. Although he's asking both the heavens and the earth to pay attention and to listen, but when he's talking to the heavens, he uses the word Ha'azinu, or Ha'azina. And then when he's talking about the earth, or to the earth, he says the word V'sishma. Now the word L'Ha'azin and the words L'Shmoya, they both mean to hear, to listen. They're synonyms, but as we know, whenever you're dealing with synonyms, every single word does have a slightly different nuanced meaning. So what is the difference between Ha'azina and the word Tishma? So the Medrash says that when you're talking to an audience and the audience is close, when you're talking to an entity and the entity is close, then you use the word Ha'azina. If you're talking from a distance, then you use the word Vesishma, then you use the word Shma. So when Moshe is talking to the heavens, he uses the word Ha'azina, which implies closeness. When he's talking to the earth, he uses the word Tishma, which implies distance. And the Medrash from there infers and says, from here we see that Moshe Rabbeinu, although obviously he was a human being here on this world, however, he was closer to the heavens than he was to the earth. And therefore, when he addressed the heavens, he used a term which implies closer listening. And when he spoke to the earth, he used a term which implies listening from a distance. And the Medrash actually contrasts this with Yeshaya, who was a Navi, a very, very great Navi, but not on the level of Moshe Rabbeinu. As we know, no one comes to the level of Moshe Rabbeinu in terms of prophecy. And he also, at one time in his prophecy, he addresses both heavens and earth, but he reverses the order. He said, Hazini aretz v'shimo shamayim. I don't know if I have the words exact, but however, when he addressed the earth, he said, Ha'azina, which again, because that implied that he was closer to the world, closer to worldly matters, whereas when he referred to the heavens, he said the word Shimu, which implies distance. That's what the Medrash says. So most people learn this Medrash, and they're like, okay. That's interesting. It's an interesting factoid about Moshe Rabbeinu, that he was more of a spiritual being, closer to heaven, more distant from earth. And then you move on to the next Medrash. But the Rebbe doesn't move on to the Rebbe's Medrash. The Rebbe asks a question. We know that the word Torah means Torah. The word Torah means that it's a lesson, a moral. Now, why does it matter to us? And what difference does it make to us? And of what relevance is it to us? The fact that Moshe Rabbeinu was closer to heaven and farther from the earth. Why is the Torah telling us this? Let's back up a little. In general, the way the Rebbe understands Torah, which is the way Chassidus understands Torah, is that whenever you're learning Torah, it doesn't make a difference what you're learning about. Here's a very important point. You're always learning about yourself. It doesn't make a difference if Torah is talking about a person, a particular individual, a certain genre of people. It doesn't make a difference whether Torah is talking about a certain location in the world, a certain object. Every single one of those things exists within you, and therefore, whatever you're learning about in Torah, you have to identify that part or that place within you and realize what is the lesson that Torah is teaching me at this moment. So when the Torah is talking about Moshe Rabbeinu, yeah, it's talking about Moshe Rabbeinu, but it's also a message to you when you find and identify what is the Moshe Rabbeinu within you. And the same is true when it talks about the Avos. When the Torah talks about Eretz Yisrael, there's an Eretz Yisrael within you. The Beis HaMikdash, there's the Beis HaMikdash within you. And by the way, this is also true of the negative. You learn, you know, once a year we have what's called Shabbat Zachar, we remember Amalek, and without Chassidus, we think that the Torah is telling us about some nation that existed 3,000 years ago, and we're commanded to obliterate their memory, but then you learn Chassidus and you find out the Torah is talking to you. There's an Amalek within you. When you learn in the Gemara about an ox goring another animal, you should know that within you there's an ox and there's another animal, and the halacha is talking about you. And this is a fundamental idea in Chassidus, which the Rebbe takes for granted and discusses so many times, and that is every single word of Torah is a message to every single yid at every single time. So the Torah might be talking about a certain Yom Tov or a certain era, or it doesn't make a difference. It's all to be found within you. In the words of the Pasuk, V'gamas ha'olam nasan bilibei, the whole world exists within your heart. And therefore, anything the Torah talks about is talking to you. So therefore, if we look at this Pasuk and this Medrash that says that Moshe Rabbeinu was closer to the heavens than to the earth, that means obviously there is some part of us that's closer to the heavens than it is to the earth. And this is what the part of us that the Torah is addressing. Which part is that? It doesn't seem to be part of our reality. It seems that in our reality, we are always, we feel much closer to the earth and to material things than to the heavens and spiritual things. So we really have to understand, what is this message of the Medrash about Moshe Rabbeinu to us? That's question number one. Question number two. There is a shalah that says that the parshas that we read in the Torah, they correlate to the time of the year in which they are read. So there's a connection between the parsha and between the time of the year. So since this parsha Hazinu is read during Aseret Yemei Teshuva, during most years, so that means obviously there's a connection between the parsha and the time of the year. Not only the parsha as a whole, but every aspect and every detail of the parsha. So this which we're talking about, the Hazinu HaShemayim V'adaber V'tishma Aretz, the idea that Moshe being closer to heaven than to earth, it has a special connection to the Aseret Yemei Teshuva, and actually Shabbos Teshuva, because that's when we're reading it, Shabbos Teshuva. What is that connection? So once again, here's a question which is a very Rebbe-type question. You know, yes, there are many people who will connect the parsha of the week to what's going on at the time, to the Yom Tov at the time, but it makes for a nice drasha. By the Rebbe, it's not just if I find some sort of nice connection, that's good, and if not, not. If I don't find it, I have to look. Because this premise, this idea of everything being precise and being exact, which is one of the Rebbe's big ideas, so everything in Torah is exact. So that means that if there's a parsha falls out in a certain week, that means every detail of the parsha is connected to that time when it fell out in. So that means that everything which we just spoke about is connected to Aseret Yemei Teshuva. Question number two is, what is that connection? And finally, question number three is, as we said that we will be reading this Hazinu in Shabbos Teshuva, known as Shabbos Teshuva, the Shabbos of Teshuva. And the Rebbe says that we know from Chassidus, from Tanya, Shariach, Levamuna, that the name of anything encapsulates the energy contained within that thing. So encapsulates the substance and the toichen, what we call the meaning of that thing, which again is very different than the usual premise that we have. The usual premise that we have about names is that names tend to be very random. There doesn't have to be a connection between the name and the thing. And sometimes names are a matter of convenience. So for example, when you have a Shabbos, and this is the Shabbos that falls out during the Aseres Yemei Teshuva, so then we call it Shabbos Teshuva. What does Shabbos Teshuva mean? It means it is the Shabbos that falls out during the Aseres Yemei Teshuva. But then the name is just a handle. So just like the Shabbos, you want to know which Shabbos I'm talking about, it's Shabbos Teshuva. The Rebbe doesn't accept that. If it's known as Shabbos Teshuva, if the name is Shabbos Teshuva, that means it's a Shabbos that's connected to Teshuva in a very deep way. And not only that, Shabbos Teshuva means it's Teshuva which is done in a Shabbos way. The energy of the Shabbos is Teshuva done in a Shabbos way. What does that mean? So that is question number three. So let's recap our questions. Question number one is, what is the relevance of the lesson about Moshe Rabbeinu being closer to heaven and farther from the earth to us? Question number two, what's the connection of that to Aseres Yemei Teshuva and Shabbos Teshuva? Question number three, what is the significance of Shabbos Teshuva? What does it mean, Teshuva in a Shabbos way? And obviously then we have to connect that. Whatever Shabbos Teshuva means, we're going to have to figure out how that connects to Hazino Hashamayim V'Adabera and the lesson about Moshe Rabbeinu. So the key to all this, the Rebbe is going to find in a Gemara in Masechtos Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara in Masechtos Rosh Hashanah says as follows. It brings down a pasuk. The pasuk says, it's a pasuk in Devarim. The pasuk says, Mi kahashem alikenu, who is like our God, who is b'chol kareinu elav, who is close to us, and is dear for whenever we call out to him. So this pasuk implies that Hashem is always accessible to us, close to us, accessible to us. So the Gemara asks of Haksiv, but we have another pasuk that seems to contradict this. The other pasuk in Yeshaya says, Dirshu Hashem bihi matzei, kir'uhu b'yosei karif. This is from the Torah reading of the fast day, where it says, Dirshu Hashem bihi matzei, seek out Hashem when he is to be found. Kira'u, call out to him. Be Yosei Karev when he is close. So this pasuk implies that there are certain times when Hashem is Bihi Matzei, when he is to be found. Certain times when he's Yosei Karev. Certain times when he is close. And that's when we have to seek him out. But the other pasuk implies, Bechol Kareinu Elav, that Hashem is always close to us and always accessible to us when we call out to him. So the Gemara answers and says, the difference is, one is talking about an individual alone, and another one is talking about a minyan, when 10 yidden come together. Meaning that when there's a minyan of yidden together, and then Hashem is always close and always accessible. When you daven with a minyan, then Hashem is always listening. But if you're alone, then you have to find the time when Hashem is close and accessible, because if you're alone, taka, Hashem isn't always so accessible. And then the Gemara continues and says, "Biyachid emas." And when is there a time during the year when Hashem is close? Even when is the time of the year when Hashem is close? Even when a person is davening as an individual. Again, if you're davening with a minyan, it's a whole year. When is the time when Hashem is close, even to individual? So the Gemara answers, Elu asara yamim shebein Rosh Hashanah liYom Kippurim. These are the 10 days that span Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, what's known as Aseres Yemei Teshuva. So during Aseres Yemei Teshuva, Hashem is close even to the individual. That's the simple meaning of this Gemara. The Alter Rebbe, in a Maimer, in Likutei Torah, so the Alter Rebbe says, the whole year Hashem is close to us, b'tzibur, when we are in a minyan, and on Aseres Yemei Teshuva biyachid, when we are alone. There's a deeper Hasidic significance to this. And what is that? In order to understand this, we have to take a little step back. And we have to talk about the idea of teshuva in general. And according to Kabbalah, in tshuva, there are two different levels of tshuva. There's what's called tshuva tata, which is the lower level of tshuva, and there's tshuva ilo, which is the higher level of tshuva. Alter Rebbe discusses these two levels of tshuva at length in Igeres HaTshuva, in the third volume of Tanya. What is the difference between tshuva tata, the lower level of tshuva, and tshuva ilo, the higher level of tshuva? So Alter Rebbe explains, tshuva tata, the lower level of tshuva, means that your neshama came down here to this world. And when your neshama came down to this world, your neshama was pure and holy and pristine and connected to its source, more or less. And then a person messes up and a person does things which the Torah says not to do. Or the person fails to do those things which the Torah tells them to do. And by doing so, the person causes damage to their neshama. Actually, to a certain extent, you cut off the flow of divine energy to the neshama. You cause what's called a pigam to the neshama, a blemish, a stain to the neshama. And the first step and level of tshuva is you have to fix that which you messed up. That is tshuva tata. Tshuva tata, if the word tshuva means to restore, to return and to restore. So the lower level of tshuva means to restore the neshama to the state wherein it was when the neshama came down here into the body before the person messed up in any way. That is the lower level of tshuva. After the lower level of tshuva, then we have what's called tshuva ilah, a higher level of tshuva. Higher level of tshuva is, it's also a restore, but it's a higher restore. When your neshama came down here into this world, even before a person managed to do anything wrong, the very fact that the neshama comes down and enters a body already constitutes an incredible yerida for the neshama. That means the neshama, at that point when it entered the body, it's so to say, it departed its native place where it was one with Hashem. It didn't even have its own identity. It was subsumed in godliness. And when it enters the body, it becomes a metzias, it becomes an identity, it becomes something, a holy something, but still something which has its own identity distinct from its source, from Hashem. The higher level of tshuva, which is Alter Rebbe explains in Tanya, is accomplished mostly through learning Torah, is restoring the neshama to the state where it was before it became a distinct identity. In other words, reuniting the neshama completely with its source, reaching the highest level of your neshama, that part of the neshama which always remained connected to Hashem, tapping into it, and thereby reconnecting your entire self with Hashem. So now we can understand the significance of the Gemara. The Gemara says the whole year Hashem is accessible, meaning we can do tshuva the whole year, but the whole year Hashem is accessible, our tshuva works bitzibur when done with 10. Meaning what? As we know, 10, just like we talk about before, you know, that everything the Torah says is talking to us. When you learn about the halacha of a minyan, you have a minyan within you. As we said, everything about the Torah is teaching you something about yourself. Every one of us has a minyan within ourselves. What is that minyan? So anyone who is even slightly acquainted with Hasidus and Kabbalah knows that the human being is comprised of, the neshama is comprised of 10 character traits. Chachma, bina, das, chesed, gevura, etc. So the entire year, our tshuva is bitzibur. It involves dominion. It involves our character. The character of the neshama. During Aseres Yimei Tshuva biyachid. Aseres Yimei Tshuva, our tshuva is not with the 10 character traits, but yachid, with the singular individual essence of the neshama, which is connected to Hashem. Meaning, the entire year, our tshuva is tshuva tata. The whole year, we're busy fixing our character, fixing the identity of our neshama, the character and the identity of the neshama, which has been sullied and has been somehow damaged by the averis that we have done. That's the tshuva of the entire year. But when it comes along Aseres Yimei Tshuva, then Hashem is accessible biyachid, meaning then we have the power, because Hashem is more close at that time. So at that time, you know, the examples brought down in Chassidus is if you have a big flame, and there are sparks nearby, the sparks gravitate towards the flame. Every single one of our neshama is a spark, and the flame is Hashem. And during the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, the flame is closer, just waiting for the sparks to jump into the flame. During Aseres Yimei Tshuva, our Tshuva is on a higher level. Now we're involved in Tshuva Ilah. Now we're connecting to the essence of our Neshama, which always was completely attached and connected to Hashem, and is absolutely one with Hashem. Now, these two levels of Tshuva, Tshuva Tata and Tshuva Ilah, they also correlate to the difference between Shabbos and the weekday. Our Avodas Hashem, our service of Hashem on Shabbos, and our Avodas Hashem during the week. During the weekday, what are we doing? We're out in the world. We're working. What is the purpose of us working during the weekday? The 6 days a week, where we do the 39 malachas, and our job is that we are going out into the Rishus HaRabim. We're going out into the public domain. And by doing work, we are actually gathering all the sparks and taking a world which is seemingly separate from Hashem and gathering it all into the Rishus HaYachid, gathering it all into the property of Kedusha and elevating the world. That is our job throughout the 6 days of the week, is elevating the world. A world which is disconnected from Hashem, connecting it to Hashem. So that parallels Tshuva Tata, the lower level of Tshuva. The lower level of Tshuva also is there are parts and elements of me that have become detached from Hashem, and our job in Tshuva Tata is to take all those elements and reconnect them to Hashem. But on Shabbos, there is no world. Shabbos, the world is holier, and there is no work in the world. Instead, what is our job on Shabbos? Shabbos, our job is to dig deep into ourselves and to retreat deep within to ourselves and to reconnect to Hashem in a more meaningful way. It's not about fixing up that which was messed up, which is during the weekday, which is Tshuva Tata, but Shabbos is everything is fine, but I want to connect in a deeper way, which is the idea of Tshuva Ilah. So that means that even though the whole Aseres Yimei Tshuva is about Tshuva Ilah, but we can understand that the Shabbos, which is in Aseres Yimei Tshuva, is the highest level of Tshuva Ilah. Because at the end of the day, during the other 6 days of the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, the other 6 weekdays of the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, we're out in the world, we're working, we're connecting to that which is outside. So when is the one day when we have the highest level of Tshuva Ilah, the highest level of this highest level of Tshuva? That would be on Shabbos Tshuva. And that's why it's called Shabbos Tshuva, because we're doing Tshuva, but in what sort of way are we doing Tshuva? In a Shabbos way, which is the highest way of doing Tshuva, because Shabbos, just like Shabbos, you're not involved with anything which is mundane and unholy and the world, but you're only reconnecting on a deeper level. So the Tshuva that we're doing on Shabbos Tshuva also, it's not about averus, it's not about things we have done wrong, but it's reconnecting on the deepest level possible. And what do we read in the Torah when it comes to Shabbos Tshuva? We read, Hazinu Hashamayim V'adabera V'sishma Ha'aras Imrifi. We read about Moshe Rabbeinu, who was closer to the heaven and farther from the earth. Within our psyche, within our neshama, the heaven of our neshama is the essence of our neshama, the yachid of our neshama. That's the highest level of our neshama. The lowest part of the neshama is the tzibur, is the 10 character traits. So during the rest of the year, we're involved in Tshuva Tata, we're involved dealing with our character and fixing our character and refining ourselves. So we're closer to earth and farther from heaven, farther from the essence of our neshama. But when it comes Shabbos Tshuva, the highest level of Tshuva, within Aseres Yimei Tshuva itself, it is Shabbos Tshuva, then every single Yid has the ability to access the Moshe within him or herself and to feel closer to heaven and farther from earth, which means to reconnect to the essence of self, the heaven within oneself, the essential connection with Hashem, and that is something which is available to every single Yid on Shabbos Tshuva. Which is why it says, Dirshu es Hashem bihi matzei, seek out Hashem when he is to be found, kira'uhu b'yaseh karev, call him when he is close. The reason why on Shabbos Tshuva you're able to be closer to heaven and farther from earth is not because you're special, but because Hashem is accessible, Hashem is close. And just a matter of digging within yourself on that Shabbos, when we read Hazino HaShamayim, and we read about Moshe and realizing that we can also do this on this day, and through that do the highest level of Tshuva possible. And obviously when we do the highest level of Tshuva possible, obviously Hashem responds with the highest and best level year possible and gives all of us a chsima, a gemar chsima teva, and a good gebenched yar. A gemar chsima teva, everyone.